This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the next few weeks, Grady Memorial Hospital will find out whether Fulton County commissioners will actually make the proposed $25 million cut in the county's contribution to Grady. That's a 50% reduction. In part two of my conversation with Grady CEO John Hoppert, I asked him about the hunt for alternative funding if Fulton goes through with the big cut. First place to look, the other metro county, which helps fund Grady. If Fulton County does make the cuts, will you ask DeKalb County, the other local government that supports Grady, to increase its $11 million a year contribution?
Yes, we will. And actually, we've already made that request. But as you know, both counties are very strapped. Both counties are dealing with the same issues. We do have preliminary assurances from DeKalb County that funding commitment will not go down. So we do know that they will maintain their current level of funding. But there is a disproportionality between the two counties. You know, Fulton County, for the last several years, has funded a greater portion of the charity care provided to its citizens than has DeKalb. Fulton County covers about 85-86% of that cost. DeKalb covers about 40% of that cost.
How much do you want from DeKalb?
Well, it would take probably around $20 to $25 million per year to bridge that imbalance between the two counties.
So you're saying in order to make ends meet, DeKalb would have to pretty much double, more than double perhaps, its annual contribution?
In theory, yes. We all know, though, that given the current economics, that's not possible. They can't do that right now. But at some point, we are beginning to see property values come back up. We are beginning to see the economy improve somewhat. If we could move toward that over time, great.
What kind of response have you gotten from DeKalb so far?
From DeKalb commissioners, very favorable, very supportive, very much in agreement about the need to be able to do that when they can, if they can. They, like the Fulton County commissioners, though, also would like to see the state address the fact that there are other counties that reap benefit from Grady but don't share in their portion of the cost, and we agree with that as well.
On Medicaid expansion. So far, Governor Deal has said he will not expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. You have been very vocal about what you feel is the need that happen. You said back in March you would not beat the governor over the head, I think were your words, over expanding Medicaid. Has that changed?
No, that hasn't changed, and let me tell you why. As a safety net institution, what is best for our uninsured patients? Well, the best thing for our patients is to have some form of insurance, clearly, and that we support no matter what. But it's not as simple as just saying, let's expand Medicaid. You have to look at what will the funding source be, what will the payment rates be. And from what we're seeing transpire in the expansion of Medicaid in some states is that hospitals like Grady, where we would lose $45 million in federal funding, the expansion of Medicaid may only net a $20 million gain, so we're still $25 million in the hole on that deal. You also find situations where the copays for the patient under some of those arrangements are so high that the patients can't afford to fund the copay. And so it's much more complex than just saying, yes, let's expand Medicaid. There's a lot of nuance to it that may mean that hospitals like Grady and Memorial and Savannah and many of the rural hospitals actually end up in worse financial condition than we are today if it's not clearly understood what that payment rate will be under an expanded Medicaid. So it's hard for me to get 400% behind something if we don't know what the ramification to the patient is. Because at the end of the day, my obligation is to the patient. And if the patient ends up less able to access health care, then we've not accomplished a lot.
So do you need more information from the federal government, more cooperation between the states and Congress? And do you still say to the state, we need to do something?
Well, the state knows we have to do something. The state is very aware, the governor is very aware that the safety net in Georgia is very fragile. The governor knows that something has to be done. He doesn't see the expansion of Medicaid as the solution, but I think, and you all would need to check with his office, I think he has probably some pretty solid ideas around how that could be addressed. So, yes, I support the expansion of Medicaid because it's the best thing for our patients. I can't unequivocally come out and say that that's the best thing for the state of Georgia because the patients may be harmed more than they're helped by that. We got to know what that's going to look like.
John Hoppert is the CEO of Grady Memorial Hospital. Mr. Hoppert, thanks so much for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.